Welcome to the Screamcast, the podcast which celebrates Scream Factory releases. I'm your host, Sean DeRager, and on the next podcast, the official episode one, I'll be joined by Brad Henderson. This is just kind of a pre-credits sequence, if you will, just kind of letting you know what the show is going to be all about. And it's pretty obvious, but this is kind of a test also because I'm going to be throwing this into the iTunes aggregator and Stitcher aggregator or whatever the heck, and I wanted to have at least something in the feed to show them. So, well, my name is Sean DeRager, and I've been doing podcasts kind of off and on for a while. I have a current one, kind of a religion philosophy podcast called the AXPX that I do pretty regularly. I did quite a few shows last year, and I'm kind of gearing up. I've done a couple in 2014. You can find those over at theaxpx.com if you're interested in that sort of thing. However, here there will be none of that. This is going to be a straight horror and sci-fi podcast talking about every single release that Scream Factory has put out from last year and moving forward. So I'm really excited to do the show. I love what Scream Factory is doing, and they're a subsidiary of Shout Factory. To the uninitiated, they're basically putting out a bunch of genre flicks, sci-fi and horror mainly, I think, are the two that they've been focusing on Scream Factory. Anything with kind of a supernatural feel, and definitely anything from the 80s with kind of a B-level exploitation flick kind of, but then also some classic horror flicks like The Fog, Night of the Demons. They finally gave a good release to Life Force, which had been kind of just middling around the on DVD, just on a kind of a non-anamorphic piece of junk DVD. So that's what they do, and I'm really excited to kind of dive into all their releases. I'm coming into this as someone who, you know, I've dabbled in horror. I know as a kid, I would always we'd go to the VHS, you know, store to rent a movie, and I would end up kind of in the horror section, just kind of looking at the box art and trying not to freak myself out. I was terrified of horror flicks as a kid. And of course, growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies pretty much at all. And I kind of started discovering them in junior high. I think junior high was when I watched Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time, and it scared the hell out of me. And then I think I moved into things like, I remember watching Warlock. That was a big deal. Dolls, and eventually Friday the 13th, and things like that. So, and then once I got into college, and then I started hitting the horror hard and really getting into horror. But I have a long ways to go. So there's the thing that's been great about Scream Factory releases is they're giving these kind of underseen movies that have been kind of middling around either in shitty DVD transfers or relegated to VHS only, giving them these awesome Blu-ray releases, collector's editions. Sometimes there's kind of some bare bones ones, but at least we have like the best quality of these flicks. And so I'm really excited to dive into this, and I think that's going to be it for this little preview. I'm excited to get Brad on the show. He's really excited to come on and talk about these movies. So you can follow us on Twitter. It's Scream_cast. Kind of following what they did. When Scream Factory came up with their Twitter, they had to do Scream_Factory because I think someone else had the Twitter handle of Scream Factory. So I'm following in that vein. I hope that they dig it, but I definitely want this to be kind of unbiased, you know, reviews and talking about these films and stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you can also go to Facebook to find us there. But, you know, the easiest thing to do will be to go to the website, thescreamcast.com, and find it there. There's links to Twitter and Facebook. And then as release information comes out, I'll be posting that kind of stuff on the website there. In a couple weeks, you'll be seeing our first episode pop onto the feed here, and hopefully by then it will be in iTunes and on Stitcher and easily and easy to find. So until then, thanks for listening to this little thing, and I'm excited to get this rolling, as I probably keep repeating myself, but I will talk to all of you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening.
Oh, don't tell me you're leaving. The party's just begun.